This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The COVID-19 pandemic means this year's April election will be unlike any in recent memory in Wisconsin, but the implications of the race are huge. Conservative Justice Daniel Kelly is trying to fend off a challenge from Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky to win a 10-year term on the court. As Sean Johnson reports, Kelly is framing the race as a jurist versus a politician.
Daniel Kelly is the incumbent in this race, but he is new to this kind of attention. He was appointed to the bench by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2016. Kelly says this is his first campaign for anything, ever. He's introduced himself by running self-deprecating ads like this one, where his kids call him an amazing dad who's not exactly exciting.
He reads a lot.
Statutes. Fascinating.
The ad's a little tongue-in-cheek, but not entirely. He says he takes his job seriously, and the public should know he works for them.
I think what they should know is that I understand that they're the boss, and I'm the servant.
Fellow conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley, another Walker appointee who won a 10-year term in 2016, got to know Kelly when they were both active in the Federalist Society.
He's incredibly smart, incredibly hardworking. Working on the court for him, and it's the same for me, it's kind of a dream job.
Kelly is new to campaigning, but no stranger to conservative causes. Before joining the court, he worked for the conservative Kern Family Foundation. Kelly graduated from Regent University, which was called Christian Broadcasting Network University when it was founded by televangelist Pat Robertson. Kelly says he wanted to attend Regent in part because of his Christian faith.
The other part of it was the school held itself out as focusing on a faithfully constitutional approach to the practice of law. And I was very interested in that. I've been a close student of history for a long time.
Kelly spent most of his career in private practice. In 2012, he was hired to help defend the redistricting plan passed by Republicans and signed by Walker. He worked on that case with then Assistant Attorney General Maria Lazar, who's now a Waukesha County judge. She says Kelly is sort of a law geek and one of the smartest people she knows.
If you're someone who actually loves the law, then being a judge is the best job you could ever have. And I think Dan really embodies that. He loves the law.
Kelly's campaign has made overt appeals to conservatives, working from an office at the state Republican Party and posing for photos at a firing range. He's also attacked Karofsky, a judge and former prosecutor, for specific cases where he says she was too soft on crime. And the Republican State Leadership Committee has run ads that falsely accused Karofsky of going easy on a sexual predator. Karofsky says the attacks are wrong and predictable.
This is all an attempt to shift the focus of this campaign away from the issue that they don't want to talk about, which is that there is corruption on our state Supreme Court.
This charge of corruption bothers Kelly, though it's unclear whose attacks will stick with voters given the unprecedented nature of this election. It's also unclear how the court might be asked to weigh in on the government's response to COVID-19. Kelly already joined a dissent over the Supreme Court's decision to halt all jury trials. Asked by PBS Wisconsin when a justice starts thinking about what the government can and can't do under extraordinary circumstances, Kelly responded,
"Yeah, well, if you have an old curious mind, you start thinking about it right away."
Kelly says the Constitution will be his guide should he need to address the COVID-19 response if voters send him back to the court for a 10-year term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.